My name is Maddie Clark, and today I'm with Elena Baker, who is my best friend and also my roommate. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
So growing up, I grew up in Hawaii for the first 6 years of my life. And I grew up kind of a shy child because I had a speech impediment, so I didn't ever really feel comfortable talking. And then I spent most of my life on a military base, and then I moved to the suburbs of Marietta from the end of elementary school to high school.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I think one of the most difficult moments in my life was probably having my dad come back from the military, because my dad served 20 years in the Navy. He retired when I was in the fourth grade, but in the fourth grade he left to Bahrain, which is in the Middle East, up until my sophomore year of high school. So it was very difficult to build a relationship with him when he was gone for so many of those monumental years of my life.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
I think one of the people that's been the biggest influence on my life is my Aunt Ashley. She's only 10 years older than me, and when she was 15, her mother passed away, so she came to live with us. And she was actually the first person in my family to graduate college and go to college. So she's been really impactful, and she actually graduated from Cal State San Marcos. So it's a really big thing to me to kind of follow in her first steps, because she really influenced me and encouraged me to seek higher education.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
I think some advice I would give myself is grades are important, but don't stress yourself out so much that to the point where you would get sick so much. Because that was a big thing where I would never slept and I had a weak immune system and I missed school. I think just, you know, life is hard, but you're going to get through it. And yeah.
Can you tell me one of your happiest moments?
Ooh, I think one of my happiest moments that I can remember is a time in Hawaii between my dad's deployments. I just remember laying in a hammock with him under plumeria trees in our backyard. And when I think of Hawaii, when I think of my childhood, when I think of my dad, I picture that memory.
What are you most grateful for?
Personally, I'm most grateful for my health, because with my scoliosis as a child, I actually wasn't supposed to walk. And now I'm able to like run and swim laps. And I think for me, my health is very important to me. And I think a lot of people take that for granted. And sometimes I do too. And I think it's really important to know that I was gifted this opportunity with the surgery and I almost never walked.
How would you like to be remembered?
I think I like to be remembered as a really funny person who's very dedicated to their friends and what they believed in. As a person who wants to become an educator, I want to leave a long-lasting, hopefully good impact on people.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
I think growing up as a military child, where my dad was gone most of the time, mom worked, it was kind of just me and my sister, I learned that it's very important to be independent, because I grew up in a sense where if you didn't wake yourself up, if you didn't cook your own food, like you don't eat, like you don't make it to school on time. I think a lot of people when they come to college, they don't have that independence. And I think it's really important life lesson I learned, that independence is important and you need to be able to take care of yourself.
And that's all. Thank you. I don't know how to finish that.
I'm like, okay, thank you. Next contestant.
Are you sure you were finished recording yet?